Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Cleanup continues after Tuesday's storm. Some concerns about storms this afternoon and into Friday. That said, Paul, we've, just under 200,000 now without power. And I had told you about a gentleman on my street. He's a electrical engineer, works in that space, and has had one of these full house generators for a long time.
And he's going to be a popular guy in your neighborhood today because the high's going to be in the low 80s.
Yeah, then air conditioning becomes an issue.
Right.
Certain times of the year, you might not have heat. Other times now, with temperatures in the 80s, air conditioning, let alone no utilities inside the home. And so what about these generators? You've heard me talk about Rocco Florio from AirPro Heating and Cooling, and they provide these whole house generators, and Rocco joins us on the Big K Morning Show. Rocco, I imagine you and your team are exhausted at this point because it's been a run here.
Yeah, it has. I even got my guy, he's a service and installation manager for this, and you have to be certified to service these things. So Davey's been running. He's in there with me now. We were just talking about how many we have to go on and, you know, how many people that bought generators from other companies, they have no service. So we're out servicing stuff that was done by somebody else right now.
Rocco, I'm curious to know with these generators, what's going wrong with them and why would they break down?
Well, if you don't maintain them on a yearly basis, they need to have, I'll let Davey tell you what he does on the service. He's here with me.
They need to be going through, get the oil changed, everything fired up and tested just to make sure when you do need it, it's going to kick on.
And David, that said, for those that don't know, some of these are powered by either A, natural gas, or what other fuel sources? Is it diesel?
Propane, typically.
Okay.
Yeah, residential, we try to stay away from the diesel. Commercially, we go into the diesel.
Okay, so
we use gas and natural gas and propane mainly.
So it's preferable, I would imagine, if you have access to the natural gas so that at least the power source, the fuel source, you wouldn't have to worry about.
Yep.
Rocco, I'm curious to know how much interest has increased in the last 36 hours, people interesting in a home generator.
Well, Davey and I are here now just figuring out how we're going to get to them all, but we'll get to them. It's increased a lot. I mean, people don't know really how much they cost, you know, and they inquire about that. So we kind of give them an idea because it's all based on each job is different. Not every job is the same. Sometimes you have to run gas line further, electrical connections further. Where are you going to set the unit at? Where is it going to be actually sitting on the ground at? So that's things we have to look at. So that determines the cost for the whole installation and everything.
And once you put a generator in, it goes through a monthly test on its own. But I'll tell you what. No?
Yeah, no. We set them up, I think, Davey, what do you set them up, every 2 weeks?
Every 2 weeks.
So it automatically fires to just keep it working in order, because when you need it, you need it. And that said, when the electricity goes out, Dave, what happens?
You don't have any lights? You don't have any
internet?
No,
I mean, I'm talking about if you're connected to a generator.
Oh, what happens is the lights come on again in 10 seconds.
10 seconds, that's what I was looking for, how fast it flips over.
10 seconds.
And how long would a generator like this last? If people are thinking about doing it, it can be cost prohibitive, but if you look at the long run, maybe it's not so. So how long would typically one of these generators last?
If you do the maintenance, Larry, I wouldn't see a problem with the generator lasting 25 years.
Wow. And also
about the maintenance.
Yeah, also in the long term, too, how much would having a whole home generator like this increase the value of a home when it's time to sell?
Well, I'll tell you, my wife's in the real estate industry, so it's about double of what you pay for it. That value is double what you paid for it.
And so it can be $10,000 to $15,000, depending on what you got to do to install
application.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the application that determines that.
All right, Rocco, thanks. I know you're busy. Good luck. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep. We'll see you.
All right.
You know, Larry, I've got a feeling that there's a number of people thinking HELOC right now. Home Equity Line of Credit.
Yeah, when you're looking at 5 to 7 days, all of a sudden you go, well, maybe it's an investment. I mean, but that's a lot of money.
Well, but if you're going to get double what you paid for the generator when you sell your home,
it would
now all of a sudden it's starting to make a lot of sense.
It would definitely be one of those amenities where people would go, oh, yeah.
We got to have that, right?
We got to have one of those now. We check in with Pittsburgh Magazine's fabulous food editor, Christy Graver. And you can see Christy on the radio. Check out our live stream at KDKRadio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Christy, good morning. I see you.
Yes, good morning. You always have really great intro songs for me, so I appreciate that.
Every week, we try to please. All right, this is big news. The big rubber duck is coming back to the Berg. The world's largest rubber duck, which made a big splash, pun intended, when it came last time.
Oh, I used all those puns in my story. So this thing came to Pittsburgh in 2013 during the International Festival of Firsts, and it drew more than 1 million people when it was here. So now it's coming back to Western PA. It's 6 stories tall, and it waddles into Idlewild and Soak Zone from June 27th to 29th. The Ligonier Amusement Park will also have duck-themed activities and merchandise. So go check it out this summer.
I can't believe that it was that popular. It was kind of cool to see, I got to admit. And everybody wanted to take pictures with it. And this was created by that Dutch guy.
Yes, Dutch artist, which I cannot pronounce his name, so I apologize.
Come on. You should have put... you should try. All right. This is right up your alley, and this is what we expect from you. It's in your zone. 30 new places to eat in Pittsburgh, plus what's coming soon. And with the draft coming now, and we're on the clock next April, there'll be a big push to get everything ready to go by then.
Totally. There's like 50 restaurants on this list. It's like the dining scene is just exploding. And for starters, like my former gym, the Fitness 19 in McIntyre Square, it's now a Chinese ramen and sushi restaurant, and it's really good. It's called Ramen King 2. It's delicious. I don't need a treadmill. I run my mouth.
Nice. And that's where is that place?
It is in McIntyre Square in the North Hills. It's where Kmart used to be up there. It's where Permane Brothers is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know exactly where you're talking about. It's been a while since I've been up there. There's this giant, like, home store up there.
Yes, that's big. And there's a couple new restaurants up there, little Asian restaurants, and they're great, both of them.
And by the way, sidebar, I hear Emiliano's in McCandless Crossing is closing. They've got new ownership there of the property. But their other 4 locations are going to remain open. So
I did not see that.
The first time I went to an Emiliano's was in Southside.
And
I thought it was really good when they first opened. All right. Next up, uncover Pittsburgh's hidden history of all places, the Strip District.
Yeah, I talked a little bit about this last week because I was about to go. And if you are a nostalgic Yinzer like me, go to the Heinz History Museum's latest exhibition. It's Pittsburgh's Hidden History. It's filled with artifacts from the facility's archives, and it will be there through October 5th. Staff members called through more than 300 curiosities from storage, including photographs and documents, clothing, iconic signs and toys, and even a wreath made of human hair. 90% of these things have never been seen by the public before. My favorite thing is the vamp. It's the green woman who was in the turret of Kenny.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Woods Lake Cashew dark ride. I have a Lake Cashew tattoo, so I saw this thing and I literally cried.
Wow. You know what?
You'll love it. It's so moving, and they really, really put a lot of care and attention into it. Lots of details. And, you know, they're Pittsburghers, and they love it, and so do I. So go check it out. It's really worth it.
Yeah, the award-winning Heinz History Center, which Andy Masick and his team do a phenomenal job. And it is such a gem here in Pittsburgh. And if you haven't been, or if you've been and you think you've even scratched the surface of what's there.
You haven't.
Yeah, tremendous. And that said, are you a runner? Are you running this weekend?
Oh, absolutely not. My dad used to do that. So, years ago, we used to wait at the point to see my dad come, and he would just lay down and kind of like convulse for a while.
I would marvel at people that can do this.
It's amazing.
They got 47,000 people coming here to participate.
Wow. I'm going to stay home.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you next Thursday. Christy, thanks.
All right, Larry. Thank you.
Read Bye-bye. All about it in Pittsburgh Magazine. Christy Graver, the food editor, on every Thursday with us, KDKA. Speaking of Thursdays, Aaron, as you well know, a week from today, almost exactly at coming up at 9:30, we will be hosting the Democratic primary debate between Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey and challenger Allegheny County Comptroller Corey O'Connor. And if you have an opportunity to go to our Odyssey app, which is free to download, AUDACY, there is a microphone you can tap on the page, the KDK page, and leave us a question. Voice your question by going with the Odyssey app. I wonder how many people utilize the app now during power outages to find out what's going on.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought. The app is very resourceful.
And my question to you without power is, how are you powering your phone?
Well, yesterday I took my laptop with me to Panera and charged that up. And so when I'm in the house, I plug my phone into my laptop and then I just charge in the car.
I didn't think of how many people must have been out doing the same thing.
Oh,
I heard the lines at the coffee places, Dunkin', Starbucks, other places.
Astronomically long.
Panera just crushed.
Mm-hmm.
Where people couldn't get an outlet to get their phone plugged in.
Think about this. I placed an order and went home to get my laptop and my charger came back and my food still wasn't ready.
Oh, wow.
So all the workers at restaurants, God bless them, because they had a long day yesterday.
However, we're hearing very lucrative.
Oh, yes. I'm sure they're thankful.
Making some big bucks.
Oh, yes.
And we'll check in with Marty Griffin, who will take the air chair at 10 this morning. A lot of issues remain with downed trees and issues with power lines when you have still nearly 200,000 people without power. One of those, a friend of mine, Chris Barexo, joins us on the Big K Morning Show, who's also noticed a dangerous spot on Red Mud Hollow Road. And Chris, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. How are you?
You've been living around here a long time. Have you ever been out of power this long?
We were out of power back in January for a couple days also. I think we're in a bad spot here. That red mud hollow spot seems to be a hot spot for downed trees and power lines for us. So 2 days, though, is getting a little frustrating, but hopefully everybody's safe out there.
Yeah, so where do you go to recharge your phone? Curious, because so many people went to Starbucks and Dunkin' and other places.
I'm in my car right now charging my phone, and I went into the office yesterday, which was packed with people, so there's options.
Well, yeah, the first time maybe a lot of people showed back up at the office because they needed to.
Yes, exactly. Bigger problem is drying my hair, Larry. I don't have access to a hairdryer, and you know how much hair I have.
Well, you could just stick your head out the window while you're driving that car, fancy car of yours. So we did want to bring attention to a particular area. I mentioned Red Mud Hollow Road. So where exactly, for people that don't know, and what's the issue?
Yeah, so if you're traveling northbound from where Red Mud Hollow starts at Mount Nebo Road, right off 79 exit by the Sheets there, if you're heading northbound on Red Mud Hollow Road, just as you pass underneath the 79 overpass, Red Mud Hollow kind of runs parallel and then shoots under 79 and as it's going north towards Wexford.
Right.
And maybe, you know, half a mile up from there, the tree is down. It's across the road. The power lines are low and people are driving underneath it. In fact, a truck had to turn around because it was going to hit the power line. So people are not paying attention to the signs that are saying, you know, no traffic. So it's a dangerous situation.
We're hearing a lot of these kinds of things around the region. You've also mentioning being without power in January, you said, but can you remember as widespread an issue as we've had with the storm from Tuesday?
No, it seems to be all over the area. So pretty crazy. I know there was a lot of people out. Was it 500,000 maybe reported and a couple deaths, which is very, very sad.
Well, Chris, thanks for checking in and the heads up on Red Mud Hollow Road. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Larry. Take care. Thanks for keeping everybody safe and informed.
And give your bride, Maria, my best.
Will do. Same to you. And Cindy, love you, brother.
All right, my man. You too. Chris Perexa, who actually, Aaron, introduced me to the Greek community here in Pittsburgh. And what a warm and wonderful. Did you ever see My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Yes, I love that movie.
It's just family, you know?
Yes.
It can be similar to what I learned in an Italian-American family.
Yes, so I love how realistic it is.
So first time I went to Italian-American dinner, I was told, it's going to be loud. People might sound like they're mad at each other. The food will be great, but nobody's really mad at each other. It just sounds that way.
That's
I
it.
I said, oh, how loud can it be?
Yep.
Of course, then I went. So where are you going to charge up later? Hopefully you'll get power back.
Yes, I'm really, really banking on getting power back. I have a charger in my car. So, and Patrick, he actually, with Get Marty, he has a charger in the producer's booth. So my phone's actually charging right now. I'll charge it when I'm in the car. And I should be good. And if I need to, I'll plug it into my laptop. So.
And which utility provider do you have? Duquesne Light, Penn Power?
I believe we have Duquesne Light.
Well, you just moved there.
Right.
They didn't send you the bill yet.
Well, I'm going to sound a little bit goofy, but Vinny reads that.
You don't care about
that. It's not that I don't care. I just haven't gotten my eyes on it.
I'm not bothered with those utility bills. I gotcha. All right, a couple of notes. The NFL has dropped the hammer on Atlanta Falcons team and their defensive coordinator for a prank call on Shedeur Sanders during the NFL draft. It fined the team $250,000 and Jeff Ubrick $100,000 after his son's actions. The penalties are, quote, failing to prevent the disclosure of confidential information distributed to the club in advance of the draft. In this case, the quarterback's phone number So his kid took the phone, got the number, made the call, and yesterday his dad told reporters he and his son have taken full responsibility.
My actions of not protecting confidential data were inexcusable. My son's actions were absolutely inexcusable. And for that, we are both deeply sorry. The NFL has taken action, and I fully respect the punishment. We take full responsibility, my son and myself.
And he had a chance to call both Shadur and his dad, Dion, and expressed how he thought they were very gracious under the circumstances where they might not have had to be. Lot of publicity about Donald Trump's first 100 days, including a special we aired last night here on KDKA. And then the former Vice President Kamala Harris spoke for the first time since the election publicly in this regard. She was the keynote speaker at Emerge 20th Anniversary Gala in San Francisco in this first extensive public remark since leaving office. She had this to say.
What they have overlooked is that fear is not the only thing that's contagious. Courage is contagious.
And I'm sure we'll be hearing more about that coming up on our talk shows, too.
From the Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk, Governor Josh Shapiro toured the storm damage Tuesday in Pittsburgh.
Everybody is focused on this, getting the power turned back on, making sure folks are safe. The destruction is really something here as we've traveled across the region today.
And the governor visited Fury's, then went in for a slice. Then they condemned the building.
Yeah, the roof was off, so they had to do that. But they're also saying that they want Fiori's to reopen as soon as possible, so I would imagine it's going to be a matter of just a day or two. Well, there was tragedy at PNC Park last night. A fan fell over the Clemente Wall.
It's extremely unfortunate. I mean, that's an understatement.
Yeah, over 21 feet, and last report in critical condition yet identified.
Yeah, with a skull fracture. And here comes marathon weekend.
We might be approaching 47, 48,000 by the end of the week. So we're super excited to welcome all the people from around the world in town.
Well, there's kind of a crush on hotel rooms. They were already sold out in some cases for the marathon.
Well, vacancies probably will be scarce because not only do we have the marathon demand, but people just looking to get a little cool time and maybe some TV, maybe a warm shower, right, in a hotel room.
Yeah, hopefully the sooner the better with the power, but it looks like it's going to be a while yet.